With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Hello, Marlins fans. This is Daniel Rodriguez welcoming you to this edition of Big Fish Small Pod for Tuesday, April 20th, 2021. And for those of you who may be new here on the Small Pod, we'd like to give you all the information about the Miami Marlins for that particular day and all season long. But first, after a 2-1 record versus the San Francisco Giants over the weekend, Miami is currently sitting in third place in the NL East and is only just one game under 500 and two games behind first. But yesterday was an off day for Miami as they do prepare for a quick two-game series at home versus the Baltimore Orioles, who are also in third place in their division. But from Miami, the biggest news of the off day was the announcement of Starling Marte heading to the IL with a rib fracture, which happened in the ninth inning of Sunday's game versus the San Francisco Giants. But the injury will keep Marte out of action for now 5 to 7 days before being re-evaluated. And with this injury, it looks like Marte, when you look at other players who've had this injury before, it looks like Marte might be out at least a month or so, maybe 3 weeks if the Marlins can get lucky, but he will most likely be out anywhere from 3 weeks to 1 month. But this hurts Miami as Marte leads the team in plate appearances, at bats, hits, and also a fact I noticed from Starling Marte, he also leads Miami with 3 times getting hit by pitch, which really shows that he may be struggling with other injuries getting hit 3 times by pitches this year. And also for Marte, this year he is batting .310 with an on-base percentage of .414 and an OPS of .897. Marte is a big factor in this team, on the field, in the batter's box, and in the locker room. This will hurt Miami for now, for it looks like it might be a month. But the big question now is what Miami does while Marte is on the IL. What it looks like the front runner will be is Miami bringing back up Lewis Brinson and doing a combo between him, John Birdie, and Manny Sierra. But for Lewis Brinson, this call-up could possibly be his last shot here in Miami before who knows what may happen. But if Lewis could get things going, if he is called up, then this will even look good for Miami while Marte is out. If Lewis could pick things up, and if he can't, then it looks like it might be the end of Lewis Brinson in Miami. But quick notes on the last game, Sunday versus the San Francisco Giants, was Pablo Lopez notching a career high on strikeouts with 9. But of all 9 of those strikeouts, well, all 9 of them were changeups, which is really great to see from Pablo Lopez.
The focus every time we threw the changeup, you know, it's like think down, let the grip do the work, you know, all the basic stuff. You know, sometimes we have to go back to the basics, sometimes less is more. At times I find myself trying to manipulate it too much. So today it was just like mainly thing like be on time and execute it down. You know, it was part of our plan and we always kept it in our pocket and just try to execute it.
And also the bullpen looked good, striking out 2 as Miami looks on to Baltimore. Miami will start Nick Neidert, who is coming off a 3 earned run and 5-hit outing versus the Atlanta Braves, but he looks to turn it around versus former All-Star and Comeback Player of the Year, Matt Harvey, and the Baltimore Orioles. The game will begin tonight at 6:40 p.m. and I will be live tweeting the game and will be at the stadium giving firsthand news on the game. But first, make sure to like, subscribe, and share. And do remember this, go fish.